From Hollywood and one of the nation's largest private record collections, here's America's popular music with your commentator, Andy Mansfield.
Music of the Moonlight Serenader, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. You know, the popularity of Glenn's music has remained so great during all the years since he disappeared over the English Channel that foggy December day in 1944, that his old records could scarcely begin to satisfy the desires of the growing legion of Miller fans. Strangely enough, long after he's gone, his music still continues to draw new followers. And the search for more Miller material to supplement the old records has been exhaustive. And even though it was generally felt that Glenn's recording career had been fairly thoroughly documented, new Miller material has been discovered from time to time. Recordings of his radio broadcasts have been released. Recordings of his Army Air Force band and of a long-forgotten Carnegie Hall concert have taken their places on the steadily growing shelf of Miller records. And now tonight, we'd like to play what we believe is perhaps the greatest discovery of all. From the soundtracks of the two pictures he made, Orchestra Wives and Sun Valley Serenade, revealing the Miller Band in the most brilliant sound recordings it ever received, here are those tunes.
Thank you.
In the Mood. The soundtrack recording by Glenn Miller's Orchestra for the 20th Century Fox picture Sun Valley Serenade. You know, it's interesting to hear these recordings as they were made for soundtracks and comparing them to the records which were made in a recording studio. And to sort of bring us up to date and refresh our mind on this sort of thing and what happened on these sessions, we invited our good friend Don Haynes of Haynes and Martin Insurance. And whatever happened to the insurance business, Don?
Well, still got it going.
Still going.
Yeah.
Well, Don, of course, as you've heard us say many times before when he's visited, was the civilian manager of the Glenn Miller Band and also the executive officer of the Air Force Band and perhaps the last one to have seen Glenn Miller alive. Well, Don, we're awfully glad to have you with us here tonight and tell us about these great recordings from the soundtrack of the 20th Century Pictures. This is a sound which very few recordings of Glenn Miller have received. This is something which is could have been recorded yesterday instead of in 1941 or 42. Don't you agree with that?
I think you're so right, Andy. These recordings, I think, sound the closest to the Glenn Miller Band itself of anything on wax.
Uh-huh. Well, Don, let's listen to another tune here. Another one which, to my mind, is the only recording of this tune. It was a tune called Boomshot. B-O-O-M-S-H-O-T. Boomshot. I don't think you ever did this for a commercial recording, did you?
Not that I recall.
It was recorded for the soundtrack, however. Whether it was used, I don't remember that either. But here it is, the Glenn Miller Band playing Boomshot. Boomshot, recorded by the Glenn Miller Orchestra for the 20th Century Fox film soundtrack. I noticed on the inside of this album, which has just been released, by the way, Don, one of the greatest pictures of the greatest band that I have ever seen. Do you recognize that scene from a
Yes, I do.
It looked like it would have been.
It was in a corner.
Yeah.
A corner of a room, and the bandstand was built there rather low. In fact, they didn't have it elevated like they have so many of them. You see, there's only three levels there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they pyramid them sometimes till the bass player up in the back row doesn't know what the saxophone player is doing. But 20th Century did a marvelous job here, picture-wise and recording-wise.
That top, those two top trumpet men over there.
Johnny Best and Billy May.
Johnny Best and Billy May. And then the next two below?
Ray Anthony and Mickey McMickle.
Uh-huh. Then in front of them?
Now there's Paul Tanner, Jimmy Pretty, and Frank D'Onofrio on trombone.
The trombone section. And then the drummer up there?
Yes, Morris Pirtle.
And then the bass player right in the center. He could hear the saxes all right.
Trigger Alford.
Trigger Alford up there.
Gum chewing Trigger Alford.
And then over on the right-hand side of the stand.
There's Willie Schwartz. You can see him on the Dinah Shore show even today.
Yeah.
And next to him, Hal McIntyre, who has his own band, and I understand is out in this territory right now.
Oh, good.
Ernie Corsaris in New York in studios.
In the top row.
And there's Tex Beneke, who has his own band today, and Al Klink.
Al Klink. The guitarist?
Oh, Jack Lathrop.
And the piano chummy, probably.
Chummy McGregor, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, Glenn standing right in the angle part of the stand.
Then there's the modernaires there right back of him, consisting of Bill Conway, Chuck Goldstein, Ray Eberle, Hal Dickinson, and Ralph Brewster.
Holy. Well, this was the band, and let's hear another selection right now. One of the great hits, Serenade in Blue. This was from which one of the two pictures?
Serenade in Blue, Andy, I believe, was Sun Valley Serenade.
Sun Valley.
Serenade.
Sun Valley. And you'll notice there are two voices on there. There is a feminine voice. There's also the voice of Ray Eberle. We believe the... of course, I don't know, were you around when they made the sound part of these recordings, Don? These recordings, Don?
Well, when we weren't playing golf across the street at Hillcrest Country Club, we were around, and they were dubbing a lot, but that might have been Pat Friday.
Let's listen and see. Here is the soundtrack version of Glenn Miller playing Serenade in Blue.
Darling, is there still a spark? another world alone with you, sharing all the joys we used to know.
Many moons.
Once again your face comes back to me, just like the theme of some forgotten melody. In the album of my memory,
serenade.
Beautiful arrangement, and noticeably much longer than the commercial record arrangement, which was put out.
Yes, the commercial record was about 2 minutes less than that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
More than 2 minutes.
And this does sound very much like Pat Friday, and I think she was probably the singing voice for Lynn Barry.
I imagine that's what it was. It's so long ago, Andy. Seventeen and a half years ago. This was done in the spring of 41. Of 40.
Well, for Orchestra Wives, which was the follow-up picture to Sun Valley Serenade, made the next year, Glenn recorded his great jumping arrangement of the Bugle Call Rag. So let's listen to it from the soundtrack.
Thank you.
Don, where were you playing when you first heard about coming to Hollywood to make these pictures?
I think we were in the Paramount Theater in New York, Andy, when Tom Rockwell, the late Tom Rockwell, told Glenn that he was pretty hot on a deal with 20th Century Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he came over to the theater one afternoon after the second or third show, and we had dinner, and he had the contract.
Mm-hmm. And then what'd you do? Did you play one-nighters? Did you play your way out, or did you just get on the train and set sail?
Got on the train in a private car, and away we went for the West Coast. 3 days later, we got out here and out to 20th Century Fox and right to work.
Did you do most of the the local, the set scenes before you did anything up at the Sun Valley?
Oh, yes, yes. Most of it was done right here at 20th Century Fox out on Pico Boulevard. And we were there for 4 weeks, then we had to stay over for a fifth week.
Uh-huh.
And then the Sun Valley things were done later.
How long were you up at Sun Valley?
10 days.
Right in the heart of winter?
Yeah, no, it was spring, but there's snow up there, you know, practically the year round.
Yeah.
Gorgeous
yeah.
place. Just gorgeous.
I imagine this was sort of a vacation for the band, wasn't it?
It was, because you'd get a call for 12 o'clock noon one day. The next day you'd get a call for 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And which meant that you had to get up about 5 o'clock, and the boys had to be made up and so forth and be on the set at 7 or 7:30. But then we, 20th Century, I can't remember the chap's name out there, but he got a few of us passes to play Hillcrest Country Club, which is a fine test of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that. If we had 3 or 4 hours off, we'd go over and play 9 or 18 holes.
Mm-hmm. Did the men bring any of their families with them, or just by themselves?
Some of them drove out, and some of them came on later trains, but only the band came on the car that we had hooked on to one of the Super Chiefs, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another great one from the soundtrack, and notice how different this sounds from the commercial recording. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is at the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yes, yes.
Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo Choo?
I got my fare.
And just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read the magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling, gotta keep it rolling.
Boo boo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and
lace. I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
Chattanooga choo choo. Won't you choo choo me home?
Chattanooga choo choo.
We mentioned before that this instrumental boom shot, the only recording of it available, was from soundtrack that Ben Miller had recorded. He'd never had made it for commercial recordings. The other very unusual or most remarkable bits of Miller yet to be uncovered is the first and only appearance here of the Glenn Miller Six. Now, this was a sextet drawn from the full band, which mixes an appealing sweet style with some rugged improvising. Do you remember this particular little group, Don?
I do, but if you asked me to name them, I couldn't for the life of me other than the rhythm section. I know Mo Pirtle is in there, and Trigger Alpert, and Chummy McGregor on piano, probably Billy May on trumpet, and either Klink or Al Klink or Tex Beneke on sax, and I'd say if there's a clarinet in it, I think Ernie Caceres has to be there.
Okay, let's listen to You Say the Sweetest Things, Baby, by the Glenn Miller Six.
Thank you.
This is Andy Mansfield with America's Popular Music. Tonight we're playing the original film soundtrack recordings by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, which were recorded for 20th Century Fox, for Orchestra Wives, and for Sun Valley Serenade, the only two pictures which Glenn ever made. Here with us tonight to fill in on our memories and tell us things we've never known before is the man who remembers more about Glenn Miller, I believe, than just about anybody else. And that's his former manager and his wartime executive officer, Don Haynes. Well, Don, we're down now to this part. Let's see. It happened in Sun Valley. This has always been one of my favorite tunes. It was never a big hit, was it?
Never. It never sold anything like a million records or anything like that, but it's surprising how many people just love this recording.
Moved right along. There,
I do myself. I have it at home, and I treasure it very much.
And a nice, bright up-tempo. The boys singing, as I recall, the band sang in this one, didn't they?
That's right.
Okay, let's listen to It Happened in Sun Valley from the soundtrack.
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side.
Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy-up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, you're yodeling to your baby. You'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be. Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill, that's a snowplow turn. And look, there's a spill on the hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that is how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down a hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a thrill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget. It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow, and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley, when you slipped and fell, and so did I. And so did I. Now every year we go back, and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill, and we're Jack and Jill again, again.
It happened in Sun Valley, from the Sun Valley Serenade. Who were the stars of that picture, Don?
Sonia Henney and John Payne played the leading roles. There were other contractees, 20th Century Fox, Lynn Barry, and any number of people they had under contract that were in there in sub-name value.
Well, then after Sun Valley Serenade went over as well as it did, there was a return trip to Hollywood the following year, wasn't it?
Yes, that's when we came out to make Orchestra Wives.
Orchestra Wives. Do you remember the cast who were in...
Well,
in that picture?
Some of them in that picture were Ann Rutherford, Lynn Barry, Cesar Romero was cast as the piano player in the band, and a pretty well-known comic, Jackie Gleason, played bass, had rubber strings on it, but he played it. And George Montgomery, Dinah Shore's husband, played the hot trumpet.
Well, Billy May and Trigger Alpert and Chummy McGregor must have had a lot of golf along about that time.
They played a lot of golf.
Well, here we are now down to another of the great hits, and this again is the soundtrack version. I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Hey, one you met at the campus dance.
Wait until you see her, you'll agree. My hometown gal's the only one for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal.
In Kalamazoo.
Boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl. A real pipperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
I think one of the finest tunes musically that Glenn ever played and recorded was this tune, At Last. Was this something of a personal favorite of his, or was it just another tune as far as he was concerned?
I never heard him express himself that this was one of his favorites. It was one of Ray Eberle's favorites, I know that, but here's a tune that really got kicked around. It was recorded at 20th Century Fox for the picture.
So that Sun Valley Serenade.
Yes, and taken out of the picture. It never appeared in the picture. Then we did it at Universal International, and we made the Glenn Miller story, and they didn't like it because it slowed the tempo down of the picture, and so it got thrown out of that, too. Oddly enough, the record for RCA Victor of At Last, with Ray Eberle singing it, sold a bundle full. Oh, gosh, it sold a lot of records.
Was it ever used in orchestra-wise? Was it...
Not to my knowledge, it wasn't.
Probably recorded for that one, too, and never used.
It might have been, because, you see, they kept these soundtracks out there, which is evidenced by the fact that here they are in album form.
And real fine ones, too, I might add.
Well, the quality is so beautiful in this 20th century album. And one of the odd things that I might inject here, Andy, have you ever seen a sound stage?
I've been on a few of them, yeah. Not the
they're pretty
particular ones out of 20th.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are. They've barns. They're barns is what they are.
Yeah, they're just like barren warehouses with mattresses in the ceilings and painted on one wall and raw on the other wall. They're heated. They're comfortable. But just to have such beautiful music come out of such barren buildings is unusual. But they certainly did get the sound effects. And as Glenn always said, it's the only place that when they played it back to him, it sounded like his band.
Mm-hmm. Well, judging from the sound that we're hearing here tonight, you can see that he was right about that. Here is Glenn Miller's soundtrack recording of At Last. Glenn Miller's orchestra, from the soundtrack, and the vocalist, Ray Everly, and in all probability, Pat Friday, who was the singing voice for Lynn Barry. Well, now we come to a great Miller arrangement. So many times we've heard this tune on the airwaves, on the old shellacs. But let's listen to it in the high fidelity of the soundstage. From the soundtrack, here is Glenn Miller playing American Patrol. American Patrol, and that's as played by Glenn Miller, that's for sure. And I think you'll agree that you never have heard it quite like it sounded on these soundtrack recordings. These, by the way, tonight have been the recordings from the soundtrack of Glenn Miller's 20th Century Fox Motion Pictures, Orchestra Wives, and Sun Valley Serenade in a high-fidelity album, which has just been released by 20th Century Fox. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have, and we're very happy to say thank you, Don Haynes, for being with us once more and filling in a lot of the information on this great band. Now let's close up tonight's program with another swinger, a tune called The Spirit is Willing. And again, thanks for being with us, Don Haynes.
Thanks for inviting me.
As we close the gates to the Kingdom of Swing, this is Andy Mansfield inviting you to be with us again next week for another program of America's Popular Music.
America's Popular Music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.